It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Dr. David Perlmutter and the author of the brand new book, Grain Brain. When I first opened up your book, I couldn't put it down. I immediately read the first 50 pages. It's a fascinating book.
As they say in Spanish, me alegre mucho. That makes me happy.
So I'm just so fascinated by your work and what you are discovering about the brains. Tell me the idea behind this particular book.
Many factors, I think, came together to provoke me to write Grain Brain. And I'd say probably the image of me working in my office as a neurologist treating patients with Alzheimer's disease and then having family members say to me, you know, doc, I don't want to end up like mom or dad. That's a very poignant moment. And, you know, truth be known, for your listeners, my dad also has Alzheimer's disease. I visit with him each morning before I go to work. So when patients' families would say that to me and continue to say that to me, it really strikes me at a very deep level. And I think so, therefore, that's the call to action. When we recognize that our most well-respected institutions are telling us that Alzheimer's is a preventable disease, that very disease that's affecting 5.4 million Americans right now doesn't have to happen. That makes me wonder, well, gee, what can we do to get the information out so that people like myself who have a family member with this dreaded condition don't have to, can lower their fear about it and not be as concerned.
I found it so fascinating how you linked diabetes to Alzheimer's.
Well, I certainly can't take credit for that. That was first published way back in 2005 when medical journals started to call diabetes type 3, in other words, Alzheimer's being diabetes type 3. There is this profound relationship between elevation of blood sugar and deterioration of the brain. This past August, in the New England Journal of Medicine was a powerful article that followed individuals based upon their original blood sugar measurements and found that even slight elevations of blood sugar, still within the normal range, represented a profound increased risk for becoming an Alzheimer's individual. So last year, in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, the very well-respected Mayo Clinic published a report that showed that those folks that had the highest amount of carbs in their diets had a 90% increased risk for developing dementia, as contrasted to those who ate the most fat, whose risk of dementia was decreased by an astounding 44%. Now, this is, by and large, talking about Alzheimer's disease, a disease for which, as you and I have this conversation today, there is absolutely no treatment. If there were, I'd be giving it to my own father. So that said, we know we can prevent the very disease that's costing us $200 billion in expenses each year, that's affecting 5.5 million Americans, and it can be prevented today. Not only that, but, you know, this diet that we in Western cultures have adopted of high carbohydrate, high levels of gluten exposure, is associated with a vast array of other things, including depression, in even ADHD, and other, you know, sinister conditions of the brain, for which we tend to just want to gravitate to a quick fix pharmaceutical magic pill, basically treating the smoke while we ignore the fire. So, you know, frankly, Grain Brain only came out a couple of days ago and is now a national bestseller, and I think it's because people have been wanting this information. They've been desperate for the information. And, you know, the point about Grain Brain is it's actionable. It's not just an interesting story, but it's about stuff that you can do today that begins in the kitchen to help your brain. So we're really bringing brain health to the table as we discuss preventive medicine. You know, for years people have talked about a heart-smart diet and women should have weight-bearing exercises because it's good for bones, helps prevent osteoporosis. But the brain has always been left out of that nexus, and it's time to change that because, truthfully, brain health is very, very responsive to lifestyle choices and dramatically responsive to the foods that we elect to consume. Who knew?
Well, you know, it's really something, because that's one thing that I'm really passionate about, is food as medicine and thinking about what we are putting into our bodies that directly affects our health. So getting your book, and I love just the way your whole approach is about saying this is a game changer, and your whole take on the pharmaceutical industry. It's just so fascinating and made me smile reading your chapters one by one about your approach of how the media has made us all think of it totally different. And that's what's so nice about your book, because you're bringing these things up that people don't always get to hear firsthand.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned food as medicine. Now, that's a brand new concept. I mean, that was only first described 2,000 years ago by Hippocrates. Interesting story. Our dog was losing its fur, and your listeners are thinking, well, where is this going? This sounds random.
Okay.
But our dog was losing its fur. We took him to the vet. The vet walked in the room, looked at our dog, and said, well, what are you feeding Tico? And we told the vet, well, we're feeding him this or that.
Yeah.
And at that point, I realized, my goodness, we accept that as a perfectly reasonable question for the vet to ask you. You know, the vet says, well, what are you giving your dog?
Exactly.
But if you walk into a doctor's office, the first question that she would ask you is, what are you eating? You know, people are surprised, and some would be even offended. What do you mean, what am I eating? I'm here for a prescription for my cold or my blood pressure, and you're asking me what I'm eating.
I know.
Why in the world would that matter? Well, it matters probably more than anything else that you choose to do in the course of your day.
Absolutely.
Food is beyond the macronutrients of protein, fat, and carbohydrates. Food is information. Food is dictating to your DNA how to express itself. You can change the expression of your life code of your DNA based upon your food choices. Now that is, to me, very, very empowering information. And that really is one of the central messages of Grain Brain, and that is that we can choose our genetic destiny. It is absolutely not written in stone.
My guest today is Dr. David Perlmutter, and we are talking about the new book called Grain Brain. And when we return, we'll talk about how your level of cholesterol affects your brain. It's just ahead on Tony's Kitchen.